I didn't take many notes either. Joy, it's your intro, babe. But whatever.
Okay. I was so enthusiastic. I was so unenthused that I had, like, the score and everything done, like, an hour after I finished watching the movie. I was like, oh, okay, well, done. So I'm so ready. Mainly because that's when I want to get to Inception and then the rest. I just want to get it over with.
I know. I didn't watch Inception because I wanted to watch it at the very least on my laptop where it was a little bit bigger. But I'm gonna try to get it. Wait. Oh, I'm gonna get a TV tomorrow.
Nice.
Oh my god.
I told her she should get a projector. Cause like she's bed and then against her on the other side of the wall is just white. Projector, so bug your TV so you can just sit on your bed and watch the TV.
Yeah.
But she's not, so whatever.
I haven't even looked into a projector, so I don't even know, like, what that would entail. No, wait, I think I asked my brothers about it, and they were like, just get a TV. I was like, okay. I don't know anything about TVs and technology, and then
well, that's what you, Google it.
Preserved. Forever.
I genuinely, like, I don't know how I have made it through the last few weeks, how I'm functioning. I don't know. What happened? Did I miss something? Did it freeze while I burp?
No.
What happened? What?
Nothing happened, baby.
I just realized what Anna said. Could continue. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't remember what I was saying.
So you're getting a TV tomorrow.
Yeah, that.
You're going to go get one, or it's being delivered, or...
Is the store going to drop it off?
The money doesn't kick in until tomorrow, so tomorrow I have to go get one.
Okay.
The place is over. It's going to be here. It's going to be here this weekend, so I can watch Inception on a nice, big TV with good sound, not on my laptop. Either that, or I'll just, if the TV doesn't get here in time, I'll just go watch it at Benjamin's.
I need more of these movies on streaming. You know? These were Oscar-nominated films.
I know it's a new month now, but when we started this back in, what month are we in, October?
August.
We started in August.
In August, some of these weren't available, but now True Grit is available, some other ones, I forgot. We just wait long enough to eventually become available.
I guess being delayed does have its perks. Speaking of which, I didn't even account this into the schedule. Johnny's going to be here for 2 weeks at the end of October. And Becky's going to be here. And Tony.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Family reunion.
It's all family reunion, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. First of all, we need to get a hotel because it's
for... You mean they can't all fit in your studio apartment?
You've seen this place, and you've seen Benjamin's place. You think, well, you can fit 6 Mexicans in here, but I don't think 6 Mexicans will fit into one toilet.
Oh.
When everyone's very healthy with the bathroom, so, you know. It just... Well, technically 2 toilets, but... 2 toilets.
Remember that app we found where you can like log and like share your poops? I've never felt like that was made for your family more.
My God.
Hold on, what was it called? I forgot what it was called.
I don't remember, man, but
I think I did send it to them, but we forgot, or we did download it or whatever. But I feel like that'd be good. I just thought of something dumb, but yeah, okay, we'll do that. Anyway.
So, Joy, you want to kick us off?
All right. Yeah! All right, how do we do this? I got it. I just got excited talking about poop.
That's enough.
Oh, man.
Go for it, babe. Tell us what we're doing.
Oh, hi. We have thoughts. Podcast about movies. I'm Joy.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Anna.
Sorry, I had mic difficulties for a second.
Mic issues. My bad. We're back with our Oscar Rewind series, where we're making our way through Oscar history and talking about all the Best Picture nominees. We're on 2011's nominees, and today we're talking about The Fighter. It is based on the story of Mickey Ward, a fledgling boxer who tries to escape the shadow of his more famous but troubled older boxing brother and get his own shot at greatness. It was nominated for seven Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Actor in a Supporting Role, Christian Bale, Best Actress in a Supporting Role, Amy Adams, Best Actress in a Supporting Role, Melissa Leo, Directing, David O. Russell, Original Screenplay, Scott Silver, Paul Tamsisi, and Eric Johnson, Keith Dorrington, Paul Tamsisi, and Eric Johnson for Story, Achievement in Film Editing for Pamela Martin. It had two wins, seven total noms. This is The Fighter. Okay, kids. So, I'm sure I can guess how this is going to go, but what do we think?
Oh, boy, a David O. Russell film. Our favorite.
Is I?
That's how I feel, too.
Us, too? Oh. Why not you? You don't want to talk? Are you okay? Anastasia?
What? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Like I said, it was meh. I feel like the story is not that interesting. We've talked about David Russell before, and I've seen enough of his films to not be impressed by him, just on a director level. I didn't care about any of these people. Like, I'm just like, okay, so he was once a great, and now he's not, and, like, I just don't care.
I think that should be a song. I think that should be our intro.
We want to, but we just don't care.
Yeah, like, I mean, okay, so I guess I'll talk about their performances, like, Christian Bale and Melissa Leo winning. Christian Bale has been way better than this performance. Mm-hmm. Also, like, all of the characters are so thinly written. I don't know, there wasn't much, like, meat on any of these, this script for them to grab on. Like, I feel like Melissa Leo is just, like, playing a caricature. Like, really her wig and her accent. It all you know what I'm saying? Like, and then that whole, like, debacle about, like, her campaigning for herself and, like, how, like, crass it felt or whatever. It's, like, and then she won, so I don't know. I just didn't care. And also, Melissa Leo, Mark Wahlberg, and Christian Bale look exactly the same age to me. So when he kept saying mom, I was like, what? Oh, I guess. Okay. Yeah. It felt like, you know, when you go to community theater performances and there's like a theater in your community, which support them because they're fun. But sometimes, like, the person is the same age as the person who's supposed to be playing, like, the parent or, like, an older grandparent, and they just, like, paint their hair with, like, white to make them look old. This felt very juvenile to me. Like, very college, playhouse, black box theater that no one watches but the janitors only because they're cleaning up after the show's over.
Yeah, it definitely felt like a caricature of the entire neighborhood. Yeah. They were like, oh, these people have this kind of accent. Let's dial it to 11 and start filming. This was my first time watching it.
Oh, okay.
This was my first time.
Joy, had you seen it before?
No, this was my first time, too.
Okay, so I'm the only one who had seen it before.
Yeah. I'm I don't believe Christian Bale is a hardcore method actor. Like, he doesn't stay in character on set, but he does do that extreme weight loss and weight gain. And A, it's very unhealthy, and B, unnecessary. Like, that losing that much weight was, they could have done that in edit, you know? There's ways.
And this is a stupid question, but, like, in 2011, 2010, was, like, the CGI that good enough for them to do that? Like, I don't know.
No, but they could have done makeup to make him look more gaunt. They could have,
Yeah, and I'm sure
he could have lost weight, and he could have been skinny. And then they put him in the baggier stuff to make him look even more skinny. But to lose that much weight and then to turn around and, like, gain that much weight, it's just...
I mean, whatever. I feel like it's extreme. But I think, like, yeah, you're right. I think they should have been more creative in the choices to make him be skinnier and feel thinner. And I kind of feel like David Oster was like, oh, he's losing the weight. Good. That's half the work. I don't have to worry about the rest. Like,
yeah.
Just felt lazy. The whole thing was lazy.
To me, it doesn't feel like art. Like, that doesn't scream artistry to me. That screams performative.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think performative. Art is what they're doing.
But I feel like there's a... Anyway. I feel like there's a difference between, like... I don't really have the correct word I want to use, so I don't feel... I don't know what it is I'm looking for, but I just feel like these actors who are method, who do the weight loss thing, like... to them, I think they're being, like... They're dedicated to their craft and their artistry, and I don't think it's that. I think it's, like, more flash than substance.
Yeah.
I think.
More flat. That reads right.
Because
what's the phrase, like, if you think skinny, you are skinny, right?
Oh, God.
Is that how that works?
100%, babe. 100%.
Or you think thin, you are thin, or whatever. What's that from? What am I quoting?
I can't remember. I feel like it was like
a mixed up model type stuff. Am I wrong? I never saw that show, so I don't know.
No, it wasn't from Top Model, because I would 100% remember that.
I only watched Top Model through The Soup.
Great way to watch. Was it maybe The Simple Life?
I don't know.
I can't remember. There were so many things in that decade telling us to be thin.
Yeah. Yikes.
It could have been anybody.
Yeah.
Could have been anybody.
So I love Amy Adams so very much. I love her. She's in this shitty movie, and I'm like, yeah, I want you to win. I love when she's telling off his sisters, like, oh, you want to fight me? Let's go, bitch, or whatever she tells
her. That
like,
was amazing.
Love her. Love her. Love her. I just love her. I love her and everything she does. I don't care. I love her.
I wrote Amy Adams is so hot.
Yes.
She is beautiful. Yes, I will agree with that. No lies.
Yes. She was so trashy, but it was okay because it was Amy Adams.
But she was fucking Amy Adams trashy. That's like top tier trashy. You know
what I mean? That's like old trash.
Yeah. Like, she's smart because those sisters hold those, like, weird. Well, I guess it's like the 80s or late 90s, rather. Early 90s. Was 93 this movie? They have those weird, like, mullet, like, poofy hair.
Oh, my God.
Amy Adams was like, no, no, no. Just get my natural curls and we'll go. That's enough. Smart. Love her.
She's great.
Yeah.
Love her.
Although I wish there was more,
Amy Adams, I guess,
backstory to her character, because
again, thinly written.
He hit on her in a bar, and then suddenly they're in love, and she's telling him, like, ignore your family, and
yeah, what?
They went on one bad, like, it just felt like there was no middle ground there.
There wasn't.
It was just start to 100, 0 to 60, and like
we don't write movies. All we do is talk shit about it. But like.
Story writing
is you have to give us characters and then give us a reason to root for them. If you don't give us a reason to like them or even dislike them, then they're just stagnant in there and nobody cares. And this entire movie was stagnant there and I didn't care.
This movie did have a few things fighting against it for me. A, it's a David O. Russell film, and B, I really just dislike Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah,
so much
trash.
Boo. So like him as a main protagonist that I'm supposed to root for and want to win, I'm like, no, nah, beat him up. He deserves it. I didn't care about him.
I did feel like the little boy, the blonde boy, Christian Bale's son. Only one I cared about.
I did feel like I could smell Christian Bale through the screen, though. He looked musty. Yeah.
Props to the makeup department, I guess.
I don't know if that, before he went to jail, I don't know if he took a bath that whole time, you know?
Probably not. Have y'all seen a fight in real life? Like, whether on, like, pay-per-view or something?
Yeah, I've seen it on pay-per-view.
Yeah, I think there was a few I think we watched the one where he bit his ear off.
You saw that live?
Wait, when did that happen?
Wow.
I just know it was interesting.
I'm going to look that up because maybe that's just a big event that I remember being talked about.
It was a big event, yeah.
I feel like we watched that. Let me look it up.
I just realized that I said paper, like P-A-P-E-R, pay-per-view rather than pay-per-view.
Yeah.
That was like a chest of drawers chest situation of drawers. That just happened. I've never seen a fight real life, but when I see people like getting hurt, I am also hurt. I feel everything. Like, I'm just like, oh, that hurts. Oh, like I don't like it. So the idea of watching a fight, like I know because this is fake, so I can kind of get away with it. But like a real fight, I don't think I could do it. I'm too much of a weenie. I would be like, no, you're hurting him. He's painting, oh my god, I had to fix his nose and on the. No, I couldn't do it.
Oh my god,
I feel too much of their pain. I can't do it.
It took place in '97. So I would have been 5 years old.
Okay.
Oh. I vaguely remember watching. And then again, this could be like a Rocky movie I'm remembering, or it could be a fight to watch. I'm remembering them like cutting open an eye because it was filled with blood and they had to like release it all.
Oh,
yeah.
No. See, I could not watch that.
No, it's hard to watch.
I don't like it.
I don't. I've never seen that. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
If you know what she's talking about, listeners, please let us know.
Yeah, let us know what movie is this from.
Because I don't know.
It's probably a Rocky movie.
I've watched some of the Rocky movies, and then I've definitely seen both of the Creed movies. Those Creed movies were so good, so good. Ryan Coogler. And Michael B. Jordan, congrats. Also, Tessa Thompson, wow.
I've only seen that one Creed with you, Joy. Only time I've seen
one. Yeah? Oh, my God. The second one was really good, too. Yeah. Like, it made us care about all the supporting characters. And I was like, am I empathizing with them?
Yeah, because it's well-written.
It is
like,
so
it shows him as a well-rounded character and what he means to the community, to Tessa Thompson, to the people, what he's doing. Like, again, like... Just be a better writer, David Russell. Did he write this? Scott Silver, Paul Tamsy, and Eric Johnson. Be better. Okay. Boring. Yeah, boring is what it was.
This felt like somebody watched the HBO documentary and was like obsessed with it. And they were like, let's write a movie about like the whole thing. And I don't know where I was going with this, but that's what it feels like. Like, it was just a bunch of bros who was like, I really liked this documentary.
Like, the movie itself starts with them talking to camera, and then it, like, kind of drops off. So I'm like, is this a documentary? A mockumentary? Or is it, like, an actual movie? Like, it just, again, the structure didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It wasn't ever explained until...
I mean, they said they were going to shoot the HBO thing, but, like, they never talked about it after that. It was, like, done. Like, okay. Sure. All right. Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't care. I don't care.
You know what I kept thinking the entire time, and it was impossible to not mimic it afterward, is I was just like, oh my God, Crystal, park the car.
He did say, he said, where'd you park the car? And I was like, yes.
Yeah. I know her. Yeah.
When he said it, I out loud went, "Back the car." Anyway,
and then I was in Boston right before I watched this too, so I was like, "Ah!"
What were you doing in Boston?
I was on my way to New Hampshire. I went to go see Ozzy. in New Hampshire with Rachel and her husband, Greg. Oh my God, it was amazing.
I'm surprised you're still alive.
Dead, ascended. Also, we were like in the forest, so it was great.
Oh wow!
It was like at the Toyota Center where it has like the lawn, but the lawn is like actually in the forest. Perfect.
Wow.
We have the best view because it was packed as fuck because it's New Hampshire, and I mostly just saw white people. So like, it was packed. I think at one point was it. I felt like I was playing the game that I play with when I watch old movies. It's like, how long is it before I see a person of color?
oh, wait, me!
I was in love with a boy from New Hampshire once.
Excuse me?
Wow, that's a great title for a story, straight.
How about you write the story and then read it out loud to us, please?
Once upon a time. In a land far, far away.
New England.
Oh my God.
Speaking of New England fall, oh my God, bitch, I'm in love. Like that shit.
I told you.
Yeah. People hype it up so much. And you are correct. It is the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced. Because even with like my knees rocking and rolling, like I did that hike with them, and I was like, I love nature. The air is so fresh. I feel like my lungs are breathing for the first time. Oh, my God. Am I a nature bitch now? And then, like, it was magic. Like, the leaves were turning red and orange. I was like, what is this? I've never had this before. This is so cool.
Excuse me. You've always been a nature bitch. Remember that hike we went on where we died?
Nature claimed us.
Yeah.
We are nature's bitch.
Our past lives are still up on that mountain, actually.
I think I was owed like a good hiking experience, so that one was much, much better. No death happened.
What are you talking about?
We did bring water with us.
Anna's very offended.
And
our hike was magical.
It was magical, magically delicious. And
that's all there is to say. My vomit included.
I didn't vomit this time. I had enough water. I did eat not too long, but not too short before that. So all was good. Also, the elevation was like, we weren't on a fucking mountain. So I'm sure that made it a lot better.
Whatever. Anyways,
New England fall. Great. Great for parking the car. I love that line where he's like, you can't trust someone that's not in the family. Because that's exactly what a toxic family member would say. He'd be like, they're not family. So you can't trust them. Bitch, I don't trust you. I don't trust you as far as I can throw you, even though I can throw you pretty far. Like, I'm not. You're messy. I don't like. First of all, there's a lot of you. So
there's
just
a lot of sisters, man.
Yeah, the odds are not in their favor because like half of them got to be bad, terrible trash.
Yeah.
Clearly, because they couldn't even beat Amy Adams, and she's one person.
So, you know, sometimes when we watch movies and they're not very well written and we kind of, like, try to be better writers, my suggestion for that would be that it should be a relationship between him and his mother and how, like, she needs him to keep fighting so she can get paid and then his relationship with his sisters and how, like, the dad's not there so he, like, the women in his life and it should have focused on the relationships between his family. And then Amy Adams comes in and like kind of stirs that up. And he sees like, oh, wait, my family just mooching off me. This is a problem. Like they kind of did that, but very thinly written was like a quick thing and it was over. But if this was a better written movie, they could have explored that. Or even just explored the relationship between the brothers and how they're like, how he kept saying, I look up to him. He was my everything. How about...
Flashbacks, show us that.
Yeah.
Show us their younger time. Like
that's the thing about
younger
like,
times, their childhood.
That's the thing, like show, don't tell. Don't tell us the entire movie that he's important to you. Show us. This is a visual medium. We're supposed to see these things. If I want to read about it, I'll read about the script or I'll read a book. Like, show us that he means a lot to you. That just wasn't there.
Amen. Preach it. Anyways. Writing a personal little?
Personal letter.
Writing a personal letter to David O. Russell. Dear David, you suck. You are the scum between my toes.
Exactly.
What?
You make me sick.
Little Rascals. I'm
trying to think of the...
I never saw that.
Oh, wow. It's classic. You're a scum between my toes. You make me ick. I'm trying to think of the rest of the letter. I forgot. It doesn't matter.
Love alfalfa.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So I don't have a lot of notes because there wasn't a lot to this movie. So
I had 4 notes, and this is my last one. Dickie's bald spot is hilarious.
If we named the episodes about, if we named our podcast episode something that wasn't the movie, that should be the name of the episode.
Oh my god.
Hilarious. Or if we still have the website, that should be the name of the blog post. Oh.
I've been getting a lot of emails that people have been liking the posts on the website, even though I stopped paying for it.
It's a scam. I guess, they'd be scamming you.
I guess until someone else wants the URL, the domain, like, it's ours. Like, it's still there.
Weird.
So,
is this still up?
Is this like an archive now, I guess?
I believe it's still up. I just don't think we're continuously adding to it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, like, ever since I canceled it, I'm getting a lot of emails that people are liking the posts on the website, which is just weird to me.
I sometimes get spam emails or like spam, yeah, emails that's like, hey, we're a podcast, blah, blah, blah. We see your, another line, because they say, with your massive follower account and your huge success, we can help you go further. I'm like, bitch, nice try.
Oh my God, really? Wow.
Yeah. Anyways.
You know, I don't know if you guys ever followed her on Twitter, but Natalie Walker does really great impressions of all of these like terribly written female characters. I'll have to find a compilation because I refound it and watched some of them again. But she does one that is exactly like the sisters. Like, exactly. I was watching it and I was like, I thought this was like a parody. Like, it was like a... like a TikTok version of it. She's just like literally the Boston accent that, oh, she's not part of the family, like all of that stuff. It was literally all there because it was such a poorly written female character.
Character. Joy's accent is changing.
Yeah. Christian Bale has crazy eye and it works for the character, obviously.
Darren Aronofsky was an executive producer. So
he was? Interesting.
That's why there's crazy eye.
That's true.
I wrote Sarah Smile. Oh, because it's, I love that song and it was on the movie.
He's the what?
Sarah Smile. Sarah. I love that song. Michael Brook wrote the score for this movie. He also wrote Brooklyn. So far superior movie. Yeah, I don't have any other. I feel like I'm rushing this, but like, do you want to go through the categories?
You know what? I do have one last note, which I don't even know. Okay, it's been like a minute since I watched this, obviously, but I don't know if I like, if like everything else that I was that was happening at that time was like so like mundane that I was like, I actually got like into this movie and I was like, am I enjoying this? Or is it just Amy Adams on my screen?
You can enjoy it. That's fine. If you enjoy it and we don't, that's like, doesn't make it bad.
I know, but I was like, it was better than I expected, but I think also my bar was not that high anyways.
To be fair, next, go ahead, Anna. I'm sorry.
Next on We Have Thoughts, it'll just be Joy and Anna. I mean, Crystal and Anna. Fuck me.
Oh, way to fuck up the joke. Yeah. Woo.
It'll just be Crystal. Joy and I are out.
It'll just be Crystal. It'll just be Crystal talking to herself in the
I thought about that. No, not for real, but I thought like people who do a podcast is just their voice. That's so weird to me. I mean,
that? People do that.
I know. Oh, yes, like a lot of people. I don't know. It's just weird. Maybe because I like my people a lot. But what was I saying? I lost my train of thought now.
Send me a podcast.
So many. I think because when I first watched it years ago, I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, I'm enjoying this. But I watching it now, I was like, oh, I see everything I don't like.
I think what it is that, like, I completely get the point why studios go for, like, the formula, like the sports formula or the white savior formula or the superhero formula or whatever the trope may be. I get it because to a certain extent it does work, and like we are conditioned as like American media consumers to be like, oh, like it hits these beats and so I'm gonna feel like this and so I'm gonna whatever. So at one point I was like, okay, oh my God, oh no, duck, oh, you're gonna get hit, oh, like try better or whatever. And I think part of that had to do with it, like, oh my God, like Amy Adams rooting for this guy. I don't want to root for him, but I love her. So like, should I root for him? Maybe. Like, I'm more empathizing with her just because of who she is versus like because of how she was written. So I completely see that, like, the writing's thin, the directing is the acting is it's phoned in. Like, I mean, I could do a Boston accent. Like, come on, like.
We talked about this a little bit when we talked about King Richard, how sports movies know how to hit those notes. Yeah. And a movie that we're like, meh about, we feel like, yeah, like so enthusiastic because yeah. It hits those beats so well. And so because this is a sports movie, you feel that way in the ending fight because you're like, oh, like, again, I had seen it before, but I could find myself like, not rooting for him, but just kind of like,
invested,
getting more invested than I was way before the rest of the movie, because everyone falls for the trope of the sports movie and the crescendo and is he going to win, is he going to lose, blah blah blah, all of that. So yeah, it's sports movies get us. We're just human.
Yeah, and I don't even like care about sports that much. Like I love the Olympics. I don't watch any other sport outside of the Olympics. I don't know why I would be like sports, because that's like,
you know what? Not
what I normally do.
You know what bothered me about the fight and probably about boxing in general is that Mark Wahlberg's getting his ass handed to him for how many rounds, and then he gets a couple of good punches in and he wins?
Well, yeah, because he knocked him out. Well, no, because the strategy was to tire him out. So his strategy was to be solid as a rock so the other guy could punch him and punch him and punch him so the other guy is tired. So he gets him, how many rounds was it? I forgot. He gets him to the last round and then
or something.
Yeah, it was a lot of rounds. So that's the whole strategy. So he's tired because again, you know, so then when he brings his hand down just a little bit, he hits him right in the spot that he's already exhausted, and that's it. That's all it takes. Okay, it's kind of like it's the tortoise and hare situation. Like, you know, the hare's running really fast and the tortoise is like, take my time. I got it. You know, like. It's the same, it's the same philosophy, I think.
Yeah. And I've seen it in other, like, fighting movies, too. Like, it's generally when someone's, like, bigger and stronger than you, you just gotta wait them out, and then you can get them if you're quick enough. But, you know. Because I think one of the fights in the Creed movie was like that. I can't remember if it was, like, the middle fight or the ending fight. But, like, one of the fights was like that, too. And it was just,
Boxing, yeah, that was the best strategy because he knew that he didn't have the physique or the strength that he needed to actually get him. So he's like, okay, I just have to be strong enough to sustain my stance just long enough to get him weak, and then I got it, and he did.
Yeah.
Also, this is based on a true story. Did we mention that?
Oh no!
Oh, another thing I just remembered. Intro, so yeah. At the very beginning, it's the opening scene, and they're like recording. They're filming Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale walking down the street, and Mark Wahlberg is like scraping the ground, but not with the scrapey part, with the flat part. What is he doing?
I'd
have to see it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Is that to, like, do the pavement or something?
It was the ground. Like, the ground was, I guess, kind of, like, rocks. But he was just kind of pushing it. Kind of, but like with the flat, like flat end, not the brushy end. It was a rake, and he was, I don't know what he was doing. It was so weird.
Acting.
I was like, is that like some construction thing I don't know about?
Right? Oh my
God. But why would he? I don't, but the rake is not completely flat to the ground because the ground is not flat. It's, so what is he sweeping? I was so confused. I did not understand anything of what he was doing. I know that's like a minor detail, but that's like the first scene. I was like, what? Is he scraping the ground? Okay, sure.
I also thought that too, but I thought it was just like a weird way to like even out the pavement. Like maybe they had just paved it, so they were trying to even it out.
Maybe.
But I don't know anything about doing that, so I'm just...
Me neither. I just thought it was weird. And Boston, they different, I guess. I don't know. I don't understand.
The streets.
They streets be different, I guess. I don't know.
I guess.
Okay, right. So we can go to the rank... not the rankings. What is it called?
Categories.
Categories. Joy.
It's, does this deserve to be in Best Picture?
No, absolutely not. No.
Nah.
I would take it out completely because this was, like, they could have anywhere between 5 or 10 or whatever. So I would just take it out. Rather than adding something new, I would just take it out.
Fair. Fair. And then, sorry. Scrolled too far. Performance by an actor in a supporting role. Christian Bale.
No.
No, just because you're acting a lot doesn't mean you're doing good acting.
That is...
Especially, yeah, we have the other movies that are nominated we haven't watched yet, but they're already better.
Who are the other actors in the
cast? John Hawkes for Winter's Bone, Jeremy Renner for The Town, Mark Ruffalo for The Kids All Right, and Jeffrey Rush for The King's Speech. All of them are better. They're all better than Christian Bale. And I love Christian Bale. I actually think he's really great.
Yeah.
He will always be my Laurie.
Oh.
I think I need to see that version. I've never seen it. I've only seen the Greta Gerwig. Greta Gerwig? I've only seen Greta's version.
Don't watch it with me unless you want me to quote and recite the entire thing along with it.
Well, let me watch it first and by myself, and then I'll watch it with you.
There you go.
Because I don't like talking in my first viewing because I need to... Unless
sorry, Joy did not get that experiment.
I did not.
Unless I'm watching a scary movie and I have to talk so I don't get scared.
That's different.
Anyways, so next one.
Performance by an actress in a supporting role, Amy Adams.
I guess. I feel like it was, again, very thin and they just needed people to fill the role. But again, she wasn't the best in that category.
The fact that she got nominated for this and not for Arrival,
ridiculous.
I will, yeah. Someone, violence should be paid.
Violence had. Should be, yeah.
Violence should be.
Violence should be.
Yeah.
I'm upset. Goo goo. Play I'm upset. Upset.
Yay.
Exactly.
Performance by an actress in supporting role, Melissa Leo. Why?
Honestly, so, why? Do you know about the whole shit thing that happened with her and her Oscar campaign?
I vaguely remember
reading about it. What happened was, do you know about it, Joy?
Vaguely, yes, but continue.
So she was kind of saying, she's an older woman, older than the front runners at the time, like the Amy Adamses and the others. I can't think of their people's names. She was kind of saying she felt... like she wasn't getting the exposure as much as they were. She wasn't getting magazine covers. And she was saying like, you know, I deserve to be on the forefront. Does anybody else? Blah, blah, blah. And so she took out these ads, huge ads. And all it said was consider. And she's like in a black, like, I guess it's like black jacket. And she's like leaning forward like this. And she's like, consider. And then another one, she's like, that says consider. She's like in a beautiful, like, room. It looks so lavish and she's wearing like a coat and it's just interesting. Like, I don't really know what her strategy was. Like, look at me, I'm so fabulous, I deserve an Oscar. I mean, it worked, I guess, but it at the time it was like, how could she be so, I don't know, they were, I guess they didn't appreciate how like proud of herself she was at the time.
Yeah.
And I think looking back, I'm like, I get it. She didn't feel like she was getting exposed, or she was going to do it herself. But at the time, it was like, how could she do this? You know, it's the whole, like, don't praise yourself, let other people praise you situation.
She was the Andrea, what's her face?
Andrea Riseboro, yeah. Well, Andrea Riseboro, I think with that is, like, all her friends rallied around her. Yeah. And, like, they're the ones who brought it up. Whereas most Leo was like, no, look at me, look at me, look at me. Basically.
Part of me is like an older woman fighting for her spot. Like,
yeah. Yeah, at the time, no, there's like no way that could have been allowed. But
if you're like a good role to back it up, but like she didn't have a good to back it up.
I mean,
she had a wig.
What did it do? Like, where is she at now? She's still acting, obviously, but like she's nowhere near any real like Oscar-ness that she was before. So I don't know. At the time, it was very, like, how could she be so, like, unapologetic? How could she be so, she's not humble, how dare she, situation. But I feel like now it's a little bit different. Like, well, good for her for thinking she was worthy of an award.
Yeah.
And we all know that, like, Oscars really aren't the best performances. It's all about campaigning as well. Because that's the way it is. But I think had the performance been good, I'd feel okay with it. But it's like, not.
It's like I said with Christian Bale, just because you're doing the most acting doesn't mean you're doing the best acting.
That could be said for a lot of people, actually.
Uh-huh. I also feel like it felt very repetitive. Like, I felt like she only had three lines that she just rotated.
Yeah.
And, like, again, not her fault. That's the writing's fault. But, like, she didn't do anything with it. Like, I just felt like I kept seeing.
It was,
like,
her wig and that makeup that did that was a performance.
Yeah. I feel like the hair and makeup people should get more credit than she did.
I hope they did. Probably not.
Because that
they didn't get nominated.
Well, that's okay. Because the movie's not great.
Director David O. Russell.
No!
No!
No! Boo! No!
Boo! No! Oh, you suck. Get off the stage.
I'm so ready for them to, like, for him to actually be canceled. Because he's disgusting. He's gross.
Amy Adams has come out and said, like, that he was, you know, awful to her and abusive to her. Why did she do a couple of movies with him?
Maybe she was under contract with that studio, or, like, maybe she was, like...
I don't know. Actors...
We don't know.
Actors take
maybe
jobs
it didn't when they... start.
Actors need jobs when they need jobs, and, like, maybe she wasn't as famous at the time as she needed. I don't know. A lot of reasons. Maybe she feels she didn't have enough clout to say no at the time. I don't know.
Maybe it didn't start till American Hustle.
Maybe. What was that? Was that her last movie with him?
With him, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, maybe you're right.
Who knows? Let's ask her.
Yeah, get Amy, her on the chat.
Welcome to the podcast, Amy Adams.
Get her on the pod.
Can you imagine? We wouldn't know what to do with ourselves.
No, I'd be prepared. I have questions. I'd be ready. I want to ask her all about Lee Pace.
That's a lot of boy. I would just
when
be
was
like,
she with Lee Pace?
What was the boob tape that you used in American Hustle?
Yeah. And also, best supporting, that's it. For sure.
Because that's going to be a bestseller if you tell everyone what it is.
Yeah.
What did she star in Lee Pace with?
Start in Lee Pace.
We certainly like to.
I don't remember, but I remember that interview she gave about him.
They did something. I don't know. And I just can't remember now.
But anyways, next category. Go ahead.
Original screenplay, throw it in the trash.
No! How was this original? It was... Also, how is this original if it's based on a true story? That's stupid to me.
Well, and because it has it... So it has its... It has the nominees split into two. So, like, Scott Paul and Eric are credited for screenplay, and then Keith Paul and Eric are credited for story. So, I don't know. I don't think I've seen that in other stuff. I haven't seen it recently in other ones that we've done, that we've reviewed.
Either way, I shouldn't be here. No, especially the other ones in this category.
Which are?
The King's Speech, Another Year, Inception, and The Kids Are All Right.
Oh, yeah, no way. There was way more original stuff in this category. Way more original, way better written, mm-hmm. way more interesting. Mm-hmm. There's no way.
Agreed.
And the last, Achievement in Film Editing. I think that's just like a safe bet because it's like a sporty movie. Sporty movies, war movies, action movies, they all get the editing treatment. And was there some editing? Yeah, there was. Nothing that really was significant enough
no.
to write down. So
it was basic. Basic editing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the other nominees were The Social Network, 127 Hours, Black Swan, and The King's Speech. At least, especially with Black Swan, 127 Hours, we can clearly see the editing and how the editing helped and elevated the movie. Where was editing here? No. Get out of here. Goodbye.
Sometimes editing's job is to make it look like there was no editing, but, like, if we were neither very, like, engaged with the editing nor very, like, immersed in the editing, like, it just, there's nothing, I don't know.
Yeah, and again, I don't know too much about, like, editing, so I don't know what I'm talking about, but, like, from what I see, it doesn't feel like a lot. It feels very basic.
Yeah, I feel like there's three movies that are way better.
Again, like we said, we don't know shit, but bravo to there being a woman nominated for this.
Well, that's right.
You know what? Yeah. That is, I don't know if it was in that, the CNN movies documentary we watched, Crystal? I don't know if it was in that or in a different, like, documentary that I watched about movies. That a lot of big directors will use female editors. Even, like, Martin Scorsese and Quentin Tarantino have, like, a history of using female editors. They're just not really talked about a lot. They're just kind of more, like, on the down low. And even though, like, they win awards and stuff, they're not, like, known for their editing. Even though, like, one of them, I think the one, which, I mean, bad on me, I don't even remember their names. I don't know if they even mentioned them. But, like, it was, like, Martin Scorsese has worked with this editor for years for many, many of his very successful films. And, like, we know next to nothing about her. But it's been women behind the camera this whole time. I think James Cameron was another one. I think the editor he used for the first Avatar. I don't know. I'll have to look for it. I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was a documentary because I remember Talking Heads. But yeah, in historically, there's been a lot of female editors. They just don't get same praise as like a cinematographer or a director or whatever.
Interesting. That's interesting.
What is?
I know in some instances, directors will hire their wives as editors. I think that's interesting.
All right.
Joy, stop yawning.
I'm sorry. It's later.
So I guess we can do our rankings, right?
Ranking.
Yeah. Yes.
First, Anna.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. In third place, we have The Fighter. In second, we have 127 Hours. And in first, we have Black Swan.
Cosine.
Also same.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we're all the same.
Although I have a feeling it'll change next week, but yeah.
Props.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited.
So yeah, that's The Fighter. Would you recommend it? I wouldn't.
Nah. But I wouldn't recommend most David O. Russell movies, so...
I would only recommend one, and that's all.
What, one?
Silver Linings Playbook.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, I forgot that was him. Yeah.
Everything else...
I had my problems with that movie, but you can just listen to that episode.
Joy's favorite comfort movie.
It really is. It's... It's so good. I love that movie so much.
All right. That's the incept.
You've just been inceptioned.
Sneak peek for next week.
You're on a roll.
Yeah, man. Out of podcasting.
I'm out of practice. We haven't done this in a few weeks. I haven't played D&D in a month. Like being at my desk here feels foreign right now. Where I was doing it like 3 times a week. Now it's like, nah. Anyway, that's it for us today, tonight, talking about this episode here, the one we just did.
It is The Fighter. All
the
right.
Fighter. I'm just being annoying.
Bye.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and all that junk.
Right? Oh, yeah.
We're funny.
Sometimes.
I made a face. They said sometimes. So you know it's good.